towards the question of unprecedented, one of the supposedly unprecedented accompaniments to the ongoing COVID-19 coronavirus disease, a pandemic, is the unprecedented overusage of the adjective unprecedented. And that's what this poem is about. Towards a declension of unprecedented, and remember, you heard it here first, this complaint about the overusage of that adjective. Towards a declension of unprecedented. The virus's unnoticeable studded burr-like form is not unprecedented. Terror, when one recalls medieval tortures, also not unprecedented. If we check Roman imperial customs like crucifixion, nor is it unprecedented that blanching corpses land in that ancient fridge, the grave, unprecedented, but not really is the disruption of plump rats, frank gnawing and noshing on the poor. Unprecedented neither were the stockaded, indigent, scrawny, swilling mud and swallowing dirt. Unprecedented was the crevasse in the calendar. O-mouthed reporters observed where all car gears slapped into park. Unprecedented? No. Look up France, May 1968. Leaf Mavis Gallant's Paris notebook. Unprecedented is the amnesia of history, how needles can pierce even deeper than bullets. Unprecedented is the alcohol wash invisibly gloving hands to exterminate an overly unctuous pathogen. Unprecedented is a precedent, a TV star tumor, palate commanding, let the sick gulp bleach. Unprecedented? No. Consider Marie Antoinette for starters, but everyone's fave sicko politico is unprecedented in prescribing no sugar to sweeten the toxin. That panic, Rex Panache, ain't unprecedented, nor is the cinematic stacking of cadavers in mummy postures and freezer truck upon freezer truck. Unprecedented maybe is the lust of governments to seize the streets from the commons to tell us with unprecedented nonchalance to exit jobs, to vacate schools, to stay shut in, to live shut off. Unprecedented is how fast white lab coats disguise gray pinstripes and face shields, accessorized top hats. Unprecedented is the hasty labeling of bookstores as non-essential, while liquor stores get staged as utopia. Liquor stores get staged as utopia. Unprecedented, not at all, is the shuttering of churches, mosques, temples, synagogues. Unprecedented? No. The honestly faithful are always dissenters, visionaries damned as psychotic. Unprecedented, therefore, was the clamor to permit useful prayers, to allow angels to fly in. But unprecedented is every apocalypse at first, until calamities show as predictable, not unprecedented, that plagues and famines and massacres are absolutely same old and age old. What's unprecedented is the people's money, renminbi, expended on the people to maintain breathing, to sustain struggle. Unprecedented is the opportunity to say good riddance to pig jockeys, the rich and outlaw, the unprecedented torching of forests, the planting of barbed wire, that will bulldoze open the death camps where unprecedented millionfold of refugees are trapped, bellowing their fenced in pain. Death happened, detachable, cold as mirrors, unprecedented in their clipped enumeration, counting shrouds as lumpy as snow, is the corpse broadcasting corporations' brick accents. Unprecedented is the mortal rattle in each individual throat, registering the rebels' fainting growl. Unprecedented is the mass grumbling and exercising of sheltered turmoil, as in a Caucasian viral video, Cop Vid 20. Unprecedented in revealing a Ku Klux Klan cop plop his knee atop a black man's neck so breath stops. Unprecedented is how abuses thought long out of date are brought up to date. So poets must be street corner oracles. Unprecedented. We, the people, must purge ourselves of bloat, i.e. the bloated plutocracy, but this urge ain't unprecedented. Posh, insidious, bourgeois briefcases should be bodily their caskets, snatches of speech all contemptuous of law and unprecedented, and Yeatsian horsiness and James Brown hoarseness got a bully on the mob, us to unprecedented freedom, but not newfangled enslavement to pills, booze, or chaotic crimes, catastrophic crimes. Unprecedented, but slapstick bloodshed bloodshed, happy-go-lucky pilgrims, nudes, machine-gunned into pits, unprecedented whooping, cheering in the arenas as scientists are butchered, bozo cutthroats to amateur hour baffle, unprecedented murders as disrespectful as scissors slashing through film stock or verses, unprecedented as the flashlight beam bleeding through dust to swathe the face and then dissolve it, yours. Unprecedented in its uniqueness, but so vulnerable to a confessional beheading. The unprecedented ossified shadow in the out-of-sight coffin, while the pandemic infestation leads to unprecedented bickering over dwindling antiseptics. Anyway, your spontaneous wine-making to answer unprecedented catastrophizing, A, while merchants screech because they're suddenly castrati. Unprecedented yawns the doleful eternity that awaits us, although politicals announce trustworthy bullshit. Unprecedented are the cascading demises and plague, savaged old age, prisons, the extravagant dilapidation of dependent, unprecedented feces-smeared bodies, disgusting governors in league with money banks pander to big biz. Unprecedented is the ineffaceable anguish, the infamous despair, the obstinate obscenity of infections. Unprecedented, to quote this weaponized word, always taken out of context of history, which can never be unprecedented, unnecessary and negating, is this jacked up adverb, which is obsolete, dead on arrival. Unprecedented deserves deletion, cancellation, for its every facet proclaims facetious, havocing invective. Unprecedented applies a hideous avoidance. Okay's felicitous ferocity, appreciated as avant-garde. Unprecedented equals miserable applause for the festering delirium that nothing's ever broken or thrown away. Unprecedented is unmeaningful, rigmarole, a vain, vomiting, insinuating the canker of error. Unprecedented is not the novel mass killer, that spiky glow that goads invisibly the lungs to clog. Unprecedented is not the germ mobilized to maraud, so greedy to kill. It is tongues stabbing the air with aerosolized perjury. Unprecedented is the paramount doctrine of septic tyranny to excuse the swell and surge of sins unprecedented. Yet I, free thinker, doubt the dimming claim. What exactly is ever truly unprecedented, save maybe Christ's resurrection? But even that was preceded by good old Lazarus. Let dissolving sprinkles of rain unprecedented pamper my face. Its herringbone pattern accompanies my pouring out of stoli and sake, not unprecedented. While I crave the earthy strong scent of violets to displace the stench of decay's plural. Unprecedented. Oh, I want us all to blunder ashore like starfish out of this tempest, not so unprecedented. I want to recall the skeletal, skinny, bleeding Ebola patient and how grief, tears slippery, wasn't unprecedented. Though we've been hectored to stay home, now's the time of no safe house. Chalk this up to facts, unprecedented. Now let us pronounce impulsive revulsion at every ancien regime and urge on revolt unprecedented to argue for a grievous equality so that next time poets' plaints won't seem unprecedented.